Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Bryan Danielson joins the dark side. Plus, WrestleMania Night 1 is etched in stone. And which boxer is ready to make their WWE debut? For Thursday, March the 30th, 2023, my name is Tom Campbell, and this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Bryan Danielson doing the right thing. And... Oh, no.
Can you watch out? Wow, there you go. Kenny was kind of conscious and then, oh my God. Oh man, this is bad.
The Blackpool Combat Club. I thought it was a mugging earlier. This is brutality.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Claudio, Wheeler, and Mox, they are not playing games. They are beating the hell out of anybody near.
And while all this is going on outside of the ring, Danielson still has Omega just trapped at the center of the ring.
Great to see Bryan Danielson back on AEW television. Not so great if you're Kenny Omega. So last night, Omega successfully defends his IWGP US title against Jeff Cobb. After the match, he was surrounded by the Blackpool Combat Club. John Moxley, Cesaro, and Wheeler Yuta looked like they were going to do a number on him until Bryan Danielson ran down to the ring, seemingly to keep the BCC at bay from Kenny Omega. He helps Omega up to his feet. But when Omega has his back turned, Bryan Danielson strikes, launching a running knee on Omega and knocking him down. He then proceeds to put him in the lapel lock whilst the Blackpool Combat Club put the boots in. This is Bryan Danielson officially turning heel and realigning himself with the Combat Club. There's been some distance between the two parties ever since the departure of William Regal. This firmly puts Bryan Danielson in the heel camp known as the Blackpool Combat Club. Interesting way to bring back Bryan. It certainly resolves some questions on where the Blackpool Combat Club stand as a group. Danielson very much re-established in it last night, attacking Kenny Omega. There was a possible legitimate injury during that show last night from the Blackpool Combat Club as Don Callis was attacked by John Moxley of the BCC backstage. Don got struck with a forearm by Moxley, and as Don Callis fell to the floor, he seemed to hit his head in the process. Callis was seen bleeding on camera after the attack. This wasn't apparently something that was planned. He was planning to take a strike from Moxley. Certainly wasn't meant to bleed as much as he did. We don't know the severity of the injury or if it will lead to any time missed. All the best to Don Callis, who got caught up in the shuffle last night on AEW Dynamite. And yeah, a lot of blood coming off Don Callis last night after that moment with the Blackpool Combat Club.
I have waited my whole life. I will wait no more. On April 2nd, Roman Reigns, I pin you, I stick you in this ring and become the first Rhodes to ever say he is the undisputed WWE Universal Champion.
The small matter of WrestleMania 39 from the SoFi Stadium. Now, night one seems to have been locked in at last. Fightful contributor Colby's Bets put out the following tweet saying, confirmed for WrestleMania night one, Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley, Bianca Belair versus Asuka, Austin Theory versus John Cena, Brock Lesnar versus Omos, Seth Rollins versus Logan Paul, Trish Stratus, Becky Lynch and Lita versus Damage Control, and either the men's or the women's Fatal 4-Way Tag. Night 2, looking like Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes, Gunther versus Drew McIntyre versus Sheamus, Edge versus Finn Balor, Rey Mysterio versus Dominic Mysterio, and then either the men's or the women's Fatal 4-Way Tag Match. He goes on to say that the Usos and Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens would likely be on Night 2. Actually editorializes it saying, doesn't make any sort of sense, but neither does both women's title matches being on the same night, unless they really do 8 matches on night one and just 5 on night two. So that's the way that the card is currently looking. Of course, card is always subject to change. Things may get moved around. We will keep an eye on it. But that looks to me like a pretty strong night one for WrestleMania. Speaking of Mania, in the interview with the Associated Press, WWE's Senior Vice President and Head of Global Sales, Craig Stimmel, said sponsorship and branding will be a part of WrestleMania in a variety of ways, including and not shortened to a match sponsorship, a, quote, blurring of the fourth wall between what home viewers see and what live audience members observe, and an augmented reality experience. Now, WWE currently use augmented reality for visual effects on the entrance ramp, such as the Judgment Day's Druids or the gold-plated Roman Reigns statue. This weekend, they may push the idea further, because we do know that Cinnamon Toast Crunch, the breakfast cereal, their Cinemoji mascots, according to Stimmel, will, quote, perform live at WrestleMania alongside WWE superstars. This could very well be what he was referring to in that blurring of the fourth wall. Does this mean the Cinemojis are having a wrestling match? I wouldn't be shocked. It would not shock me if that's where we go. Stimmel says that WWE have already broken records for WrestleMania before a ring bell has even been rung. 12 sponsors for this year's WrestleMania have generated more than $20 million in sponsorship revenue, which is a WWE record for any event. Not just WrestleMania, but any event. They've made $20 million on WrestleMania before the show has even started, before they've even opened the stadium. Big money this weekend for WrestleMania, and we will have all the live reactions of night one and night two at youtube.com/cultaholic.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Bring them up!
Now, are we seeing a big change to WWE pay-per-views soon? Nick Khan was speaking on the Marchand and Orange podcast ahead of WrestleMania. He suggested that WWE would consider making a change to their TV model during the next round of contract negotiations, mainly as it pertains to premium live events or pay-per-views. Khan has shown interest in keeping WWE TV shows on Peacock, but charging an additional fee for access to premium live events, essentially making them pay-per-views once again. As there's a similar model that UFC use with ESPN Plus, where most UFC content is free on the platform, but for pay-per-views you pay a little extra, as well as whatever you pay for the platform. Premium live event costs have been covered by a WWE Network or Peacock subscription for the past 8 years, the first one of those being WrestleMania 30, if memory serves. They've had this in place for a good long while, and it looks as if they may be looking to take it back to where it was before, quite possibly. AEW talent reportedly have been working without a contract. So El Hijo del Vikingo made his debut for AEW on the 23rd of March, as we saw, against Kenny Omega, to much love. Fightful Select have done some digging on the status of Vikingo, as well as Commander, who worked an AEW ladder match recently, as well as Dralistico, who we've seen featured on AEW TV quite a lot. Fightful asked about the contract status of each of these three wrestlers, and were told they're all currently on nightly deals. However, we've been told there has been some conversation about more with Dralistico at the very least. Over the past year, in numerous cases, when a lucha talent would appear on AEW TV without a contract, they would quickly be contacted by WWE. So I would imagine if they weren't aware of it beforehand, now they would be. I wouldn't be shocked if somebody from WWE is thinking of putting in a call and introducing themselves to, at the very least, Vikingo, particularly after that banger of a match that he had with Kenny Omega back 2 weeks ago. Moving away from the world of AEW back to WWE, in particular, a boxer that wants to make their WWE debut. It was during a Q&A on Sky Sports that Tommy Fury, half-brother of Tyson Fury, was asked if he'd cross over into WWE and fight, say, Logan Paul. Fury's up for it. He said, "All they need to do is ring my phone and I'll be there the next day. I love wrestling. I watched it all my life growing up." Obviously, Tyson has been some, as there has, obviously Tyson has had some bits with them. It would be a dream come true. Tyson Fury has done some bits, to keep it very simple, for WWE. Could Tommy Fury be following suit? Stranger things have happened in the world of wrestling. They really have, haven't they? Today, on the Cultaholic YouTube channel, you will find 9 pitches for WrestleMania. Andrew, Jack, and Ross getting together to talk about what they want to happen at WrestleMania this weekend. Predictions for WrestleMania coming up on the YouTube channel later on today as well. And we'll have live reactions to WrestleMania Night 1 and Night 2 with the Cultaholic Wrestling team. More on that in the predictions video for you. What happened at WrestleMania Night 1 and Night 2 with Jack the Jobber, and the WTF moments for WrestleMania Night 1 and Night 2 with Ross across the weekend. WrestleMania weekend is a busy one, and we hope you can join us for every single beat of it. Tomorrow, in a break to our usual Cultaholic Wrestling News presentation, myself, Jackie Orlando, the rambunctious Jackie Orlando from the Cultaholic Classic Raw Review, and the Cultaholic.com Tribal Editor-in-Chief, Aidan Gibbons, will bring you the Cultaholic.com Month in Review. Myself, Jackie, and Aidan are looking back at the month of March, the big wrestling stories that captured our imagination over the last 30 days or so, and we'll be looking at some of the articles from Cultaholic.com that really captured your imagination, the weird news that jumped out at us in the month of March. That'll be when you wake up tomorrow morning on the Cultaholic podcast feed. Also, keep an eye out in the next 24 hours for a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic Nitro Review. Myself and Sam Driver are back together talking all things Nitro from 1996. An apology to our Patreon supporters. Unfortunately, due to a technical error, we couldn't film this one. So it's just audio for this week. Back to normal next week. We promise we've found a way to fix the technical error. That's on the Cultaholic podcast feed a little later today. twitch.tv/Cultaholic. It's another day of my GM mode on WWE 2K23. We continue to lead WCW, strangely enough, to the top spot in the world of wrestling. It's been a rough journey. I hope you'll join me for the rest of it. twitch.tv/Cultaholic from 1 p.m. British summer time. And of course, Sam Driver is streaming from 6 p.m. BST. No doubt a Marble Mania spectacular planned from the brilliant Shredditor Sam Driver on Twitch. And for the latest wrestling news throughout the day, you can check out cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.